On the next Live Life podcast by Anthony Kennedy, there will be new guests on my show, and plus there'll be more things coming up as well. Just like next month, October 21st, 2019 through October 31st, 2019, I will have a creepypasta weekend. I'm going to be on a podcast with different people telling the most scariest stories due to Halloween coming up on October 31st. So it's going to be real interesting come that weekend. But anyways, on today's podcast, yesterday, I had two guests that I work with, Mr. Vince Manuel and Colin. We were really explaining about what we're going to do for our animated series and more stuff along with the... Let me keep my mouth shut. I can't tell it all, but there will be more things coming up as well. And I appreciate the people that is watching and listening on my podcast right now. If you would like to win a chance to be on my podcast, please DM me on Instagram at Live Life Podcast. It will have my name, Anthony Kennedy Jr., on there as well. If you feel free, like you want to ask me any questions, feel free to just inbox me and I'll answer your questions. If you want to set up an appointment date to be on my podcast, I will set up a date as well. Now, on to other things that I have listed down. Let's see here. We have homecoming weekend coming up soon in October. I wish kudos to those who are going to homecoming next year. I hope that you have a great time and enjoy yourselves. And also, I have more things coming up as well. The homecoming football game, I hope they win as well for my home team down here in Louisiana. I hope they win as well. I can't say their names, but the name of the team, but I will on the next podcast once I get permission. And I believe that's all. I only made this short clip just to give you the following updates of what's going on Live Life Podcast by Anthony Kennedy. And I appreciate you guys for listening. Tune in next time. Have a great night. On today's podcast, I'm your host, Anthony Kennedy. Today I'm going to talk about success, achievement, hard work, and determination. When a person wants to succeed in something they believe in doing, they put a lot of effort and hard work into their future career they want to achieve. When you finally achieve that goal, it feels great. That feeling feels like success. When you feel successful in your career that you've chosen, keep that same amount of energy. When you started from a low point in your life and worked your way up, you determined to keep moving forward. You kept at it no matter what boundaries you were going through, no matter what kind of struggles you were going through, you always had your head up, either way it go. So, the main letters that I talked about today was S-A-H-D. Success, achievements, hard work, determination. Those are the main words that I talked about today in my podcast. And when you're feeling successful, it feels great. Like, it feels really, really amazing. You worked so hard to achieve something in your life that you always wanted to do. That feels amazing because you actually pushed yourself in to doing this. That's a lot of determination, a lot of hard work. Those are the main words I always use. Hard work and determination. Without those two words, I don't know what I would have done. I had to start from a low point before, then I had to work myself up to a higher point. And a lot of people ask me, why would you make a podcast called Live Life? I said, well, the reason is I'm living life now. I want to tell the people why I want to live my life, you know? It's a nice story behind every person's life, and that's the whole point of Live Life. If you would like to be on my podcast and tell me about your life and about your achievements, the things that you succeeded in your life, how you started up, how you are now, just let me know and I will proudly put you on my podcast. Me and you can talk back and forth if you want. We can go all at it. As long as it's 30 minutes long. But anyways, that wraps up today's podcast, Live Life. Have a good one. And remember, SAHD. Success, achievement, hard work, determination. Keep those four letters, those four words in name. Thank you. On today's podcast, I'm your host, Anthony Kennedy. Today I'm going to talk about success, achievement, hard work, and determination. When a person wants to succeed in something they believe in doing, they put a lot of effort and hard work into their future career they want to achieve. When you finally achieve that goal, it feels great. That feeling feels like success. When you feel successful in your career that you've chosen, keep that same amount of energy. When you started from a low point in your life, it worked your way up. You determined to keep moving forward. You kept at it no matter what boundaries you were going through, no matter what kind of struggles you were going through. You always had your head up, either way it go. So, the main letters that I talked about today was SAHD. Success, achievements, hard work, determination. Those are the main words that I talked about today in my podcast. And when you're feeling successful, it feels great. Like, it feels really, really amazing. You worked so hard to achieve something in your life that you always wanted to do. That feels amazing because you actually pushed yourself into doing this. That's a lot of determination, a lot of hard work. Those are the main words I always use. Hard work and determination. Without those two words, I don't know what I would have done. I had to start from a low point before, then I had to work myself up to a higher point. And a lot of people ask me, why would you make a podcast called Live Life? I said, well, the reason is I'm living life now. I want to tell the people why I want to live my life, you know? It's a nice story behind every person's life, and that's the whole point of Live Life. If you would like to be on my podcast and tell me about your life and about your achievements, the things that you succeeded in your life, how you started up, how you are now, just let me know and I will proudly put you on my podcast. Me and you can talk back and forth if you want. We can go all at it. As long as it's 30 minutes long. But anyways, that wraps up today's podcast, Live Life. Have a good one. And remember, SAHD. Success, achievement, hard work, determination. Keep those four letters, those four words in name. Thank you. Hi, everyone. This is another Live Life podcast by Anthony Kennedy. Today, we're going to talk about determination. Determination is when you feel determined to make a firm decision. Like, for example, I want to focus on trying to make a show for a television network. I'm going to try and try to make the best show ever that they want to see on their network. So, when I made this example, I was determined to keep trying until I got it right.
When you want to push forward and make the right choices to come up in your life, you are determined to make something out of yourself. I have a picture I want to paint and make real. Okay? That picture that I see is myself being the first zillionaire in the world. The only way I'm going to make it is hard work and determination. No one is just going to throw me a bag of money. We all know that's never going to happen. For everyone, really. I got to go out there in the world and try to make something happen. I got to go out there in the world and experience things. I got to go to college. I got to go to school. I got to make plans for myself. I got to save up. I got to do all these things to accomplish that one goal that I want to set for myself. Sorry, it was a typo in it. Excuse that. Another example. I want to work for McDonald's. The only way you can work there is having good work experience, good background, filling out a good resume, and willing to work at a fast, steady pace. Because when you're in a fast food restaurant, the customer is expecting that their order be ready less than about 5 or 10 minutes, at least. You having all these hungry customers, you gotta work fast, you gotta make the food quick, you gotta work at a steady pace. See, these customers are depending on you to make their food taste good, make sure their order is correct, make sure they have the right drink, the right change. You gotta be on your stuff when you're actually working in a restaurant. You gotta be clean, you know, you gotta keep your workstation in order. When you make your first impression of your future employer, they're thinking rather, I want to hire this person or fire someone else. When he or she's that you really want this job, they're going to depend on you to get the job done. Once you do that, the person see that you accomplished one goal. When you said that you want to work at this job, you want to accomplish something in this restaurant, she wants to put you through a test. She wants to see how fast you can work. She wants to see if she can depend on you to come to work the next day. She wants to depend on you to make sure that the order is correct. She wants to make sure everything is correct, you know. And this is a message for everyone. You can overcome all obstacles that are ahead of you. No matter what challenge it is, no matter how big it is or how small, anybody in this world can accomplish something. Once you put your mind to what you want to do, it can happen. Trust me, I've been there. I wanted to accomplish something in my life. I wanted to accomplish being a great artist. I wanted to be a great animator. And I accomplished two of those goals. And the main goal that I really wanted to accomplish is being known for my talent. It took me years to actually know how to draw, paint, write books, write poetry, craft things, sculpt, the whole enchilada. But I had to work hard. I had to stay up all night. I had to work every day, stay after school. I had to do all these things to be the best artist in the world. And guess what? All that hard work paid off when I was on live television. The whole world saw me. I got news interviews. I was in a news star. I was in a newspaper, YouTube, you name it. I really worked so hard all the way from 6th grade all the way up to 12th. When I made those accomplishments, I was determined to be known for my art talent. Now, I wanted to share it with you guys because I've been in your shoes before. I know how hard it is. I know the struggle is real for everyone, but you gotta keep your head up. Keep trying to do something for yourself. It's part of life, you know? You gotta work hard for it. But this has been another amazing podcast, Live Life Podcast by Anthony Kennedy. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Anchor, and Radiohead. And also, I'm going to be on some more radio stations as well. So, and what else do we have here? Oh, yeah. Keep in mind, we are having a creepypasta weekend, October 21st through October 31st. We're going to be telling scary stories on my podcast. Not too scary to scare you, but some little scary stories. I'm going to have some guests on here. They're going to share their stories. Just going to be about at least about 5 minutes each. Each person get 5 minutes to tell their story, you know. And I really hope that y'all enjoy my podcast and keep listening. It's been Anthony Kennedy. Thank you. Good morning, podcast listeners. I'm Anthony Kennedy. Today's topic, Halloween. Halloween is well known for trick or treating and getting the scariest costumes to wear. Halloween was originated with the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. Back then, people would light bonfires and some even wear costumes to ward off ghosts. That evening before was known as All Hallows Eve, and later it became Halloween. Hallows Eve was the 30th of October, and Halloween was October 31st. So that's what they used to call it back then. So nowadays people just wait on the day of Halloween. But continuing. Between the 1920s and the 1950s, the centuries-old practice of trick-or-treat in theories, families could also prevent tricks being played on them by providing the neighborhood children with some delicious treats and all the desires they want. By that I mean a whole bunch of snacks. Also, the important thing about Halloween to everyone around the world is getting the time to spend with each other, going out to knocking on people's doors, getting snacks, getting all the candy, filling your bag up as much as you can. But also remember this, check your candy, make sure it's safe for you to eat, make sure there isn't any poisonous in it, make sure that there's nothing that can harm you, like blades or glass, you know, that type of thing. It might cut your mouth or something that can make your stomach sick, you know. You gotta be careful and don't eat as much candy in one night. At least say that, you know, to have something through the week or something like that, you know. But back then they did host festivals for Halloween. It was like this big traditional thing for Samhain. They originated in November 1st. It goes on from there, but some people don't celebrate Samhain, but you know, same thing as Halloween, but they call it Halloween instead of Samhain and everything else, but that's what they call it nowadays. So, on the topic, I wanted to explain how Halloween started and became a traditional thing for all Americans across the states. And from the 1950s on to now, Halloween still is the number one tradition around the world. The only day to get free candy. I bet you didn't know the U.S. spent a quarter buying nothing but candy around the whole world. They know candy is going to be the biggest sale on October 30th and October 31st. And then they started coming out with Halloween decorations like the black cat, the big pumpkin head. You know, sometimes they'll take some from cartoons. They'll like add witches, ghosts, little demons, skulls, bones, skeletons, and also spiders. Spiders was the main thing too, spiders. And Halloween lights as well. But on that topic, I really chose this topic today to explain what Halloween means to people and how you spend it with each other. And the most important thing, when you're going out in the dark, going up to people's doors, you make sure that you have an adult with you. If you're a minor, you have an adult with you. And if you're an adult, you know, make sure you be safe, you know. Because anything can happen. Nowadays, violence is getting up. You gotta be on watch. You gotta stay protected at all times. And we all know the curfew is 8 o'clock. But nowadays, they're changing the time a little earlier to like 6 or 7. But that's only affected to some states. But I know in our upper states of North America, they have a different curfew for them. And never walk alone. Always have someone with you again. And stay safe. That's the main thing. Stay safe. But that concludes our podcast today. If you would like to be on my podcast, feel free to inbox my podcast at Instagram at Live Life Podcast. And again, to my audience, thank you. You have been an amazing audience to me. I love the ratings that y'all are giving me in the comments. And I love the way y'all DM me saying that you have the best podcast. I love the way you give advice. Some of my friends even told me that you have a great podcast too, you know. I appreciate that. I like to stay in touch with my podcast listeners as well. And then also I have on here, I have a reminder. The Creepypasta Weekend starts October 21st, 2019 through October 31st, 2019. During that, sorry, type error. During that week, we will have this segment. I will select 3 people to tell the scariest stories. You got 5 minutes. And during that 5 minutes, I want to hear the scariest stuff you can come up with. It's not a competition. It's about how good you can tell a scary story, you know, to set the mood. Everything else, because Halloween is coming up. And I would love to have anybody on my podcast. But that concludes our podcast today. I really thank you all for listening. Tune in on my podcast on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, and also CastBox as well, and Anchor. My link is in my bio on Instagram. Click on there. You'll find a list of where my podcast is available at, and it's also available on Spotify. All right, that concludes our podcast. Y'all have an amazing day. Good morning, podcast listeners. I'm Anthony Kennedy. Today's topic, Halloween. Halloween is well known for trick or treating and getting the scariest costumes to wear. Halloween was originated with the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. Back then, people would light bonfires, and some even wear costumes to ward off ghosts. that evening before was known as All Hallows Eve, and later it became Halloween. Hallows Eve was the 30th of October, and Halloween was October 31st. So that's what they used to call it back then. So nowadays people just wait on the day of Halloween. But continuing. Between the 1920s and the 1950s, the centuries-old practice of trick-or-treat in theories, families could also prevent tricks being played on them by providing the neighborhood children with some delicious treats and all the desires they want. By that I mean a whole bunch of snacks. Also, the important thing about Halloween to everyone around the world is getting the time to spend with each other, going out to knocking on people's doors, getting snacks, getting all the candy, filling your bag up as much as you can. But also remember this, check your candy, make sure it's safe for you to eat, make sure there isn't any poisonous in it, make sure that there's nothing that can harm you, like blades or glass, you know, that type of thing. It might cut your mouth or something that can make your stomach sick, you know. You gotta be careful and don't eat as much candy in one night. At least say that, you know, to have something through the week or something like that, you know. But back then they did host festivals for Halloween. It was like this big traditional thing for Samhain. They originally originated in like in November 1st. It goes on from there, but some people don't celebrate Samhain. But you know, same thing as Halloween, but they call it Halloween instead of Samhain and everything else. But that's what they call it nowadays. So, on the topic, I wanted to explain how Halloween started and became a traditional thing for all Americans across the states. And from the 1950s on to now, Halloween still is the number one tradition around the world. The only day to get free candy. I bet you didn't know the U.S. spent a quarter buying nothing but candy around the whole world. They know candy is going to be the biggest sale on October 30th and October 31st. And then they started coming out with Halloween decorations like the black cat, the big pumpkin head. You know, sometimes they'll take some from cartoons. They'll like add witches, ghosts, little demons, skulls, bones, skeletons, and also spiders. Spiders was the main thing too, spiders. And Halloween lights as well. But on that topic, I really chose this topic today to explain what Halloween means to people and how you spend it with each other. And the most important thing, when you're going out in the dark, going up to people's doors, you make sure that you have an adult with you. If you're a minor, you have an adult with you. And if you're an adult, you know, make sure you be safe, you know. Because anything can happen. Nowadays, violence is getting up. You gotta be on watch. You gotta stay protected at all times. And we all know the curfew is 8 o'clock. But nowadays, they're changing the time a little earlier to like 6 or 7. But that's only affected to some states. But I know in our upper states of North America, they have a different curfew for them. And never walk alone. Always have someone with you again. And stay safe. That's the main thing. stay safe. But that concludes our podcast today. If you would like to be on my podcast, feel free to inbox my podcast at Instagram at Live Life Podcast. And again, to my audience, thank you. You have been an amazing audience to me. I love the ratings that y'all are giving me in the comments. And I love the way y'all DM me saying that you are the best podcast. I love the way you give advice. Some of my friends even told me that you have a great podcast too, you know. I appreciate that. I like to stay in touch with my podcast listeners as well. And then also I have on here, I have a reminder. The Creepypasta Weekend starts October 21st, 2019 through October 31st, 2019. During that week, we will have this segment. I will select three people to tell the scariest stories. You got 5 minutes. And during that 5 minutes, I want to hear the scariest stuff you can come up with. It's not a competition. It's about how good you can tell a scary story, you know, to set the mood, everything else, because Halloween is coming up. And I would love to have anybody on my podcast. But that concludes our podcast today. I really thank you all for listening. Tune in on my podcast on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, and also CastBox as well, and Anchor. My link is in my bio on Instagram. Click on there. You'll find a list of where my podcast is available at, and it's also available on Spotify. All right, that concludes our podcast. Y'all have an amazing day.
Hey, hey. I think hey. I can hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
All right, that's good. How you doing today, Josh?
Good, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, sorry. I totally forgot about that, but that I guess that happens when you do live streams drunk.
Yeah. It's okay. All right. Let's get it started. Hey, podcast listeners. Today I have an upcoming actor from the series Greenmount. Today I have Mr. Josh on. How you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Okay, what everybody wants to know is, what is Greenmount all about?
Greenmount is, it's not about much of anything. Basically, it's just, it's just people, you know, if you like the characters, then you just want to hang out with them, so that's basically all it is. It's just hanging out with some stoners, just like, you know, friends that you might have. My favorite part of the Trailer Park Boys was always that if you ever were like feeling lonely or some shit, you could throw that on and you could just watch it and it'd be like you're hanging out with your friends.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I wanted this show to be like.
Okay then. What made you come up with the name Greenmount?
Greenmount, it's about Vermont, right? People in Vermont. And Greenmount is short for Green Mountain. Vermont's the Green Mountain State. That's like our tagline.
Okay, then. That's good. That's good.
Also, fair warning, just so you know, I'm driving right now, so if at any point my audio gets shitty, that's why.
Oh, okay, okay. I heard the blinker, so I figured.
Yeah.
All right. All right. How did you get your show on SwearNet?
So it took a long time. My show existed before SwearNet.
Mm-hmm.
We shot a pilot that was like, it was totally different. It was nothing like the show that it is now. And but we shot it in Canada because we wanted to use some of the kids from the show Degrassi. And since it was a Canadian show and I'm from the States, I needed help navigating the whole landscape of, you know, Canadian cinema and the union and all that shit that I didn't know about.
Yeah.
So I figured, well, I want to work with someone who I like. Mm-hmm. And this gives me the leverage. So I had a mutual contact hook me up with the guy that plays Ricky on Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he was kind of like my go-to if I ever had any questions about, you know, the work union in Canada or, you know, network shit like that. And over 2 or 3 years, we hung out a few times. I pitched the show to him a couple times. And eventually it got to the point where I was about to have a kid, and it looked like I was going to have to put the series to rest because the network wasn't going to buy it. So I just I gave them a ridiculously low offer. I was like, if you guys pay for not even all the budget, I will shoot you a season just so that I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get it out of my system before the baby gets here. And the rest is history. Now it's on SwearNet. We're getting season 2 through them, but we might. But I don't think so.
Oh, okay then. How did you feel when you were flying to Nova Scotia, Canada to go see Mr. I believe you had a meeting there?
Oh, no, I just went to hang out with the guy that plays Bubble. I stayed at his house for a couple days.
Okay, cool. That's cool.
Yeah, that was it was pretty sweet. I hate flying.
Yeah.
I think it's the fucking worst, but I was stoked to do it. I was stoked to have the opportunity. It felt like an honor.
So it was real cool hanging out with Mr. Smith?
Oh, yeah. We went out drinking both nights. I outdrank him the first night. He outdrank me the second.
Okay. That's cool. I always wanted to be that man.
Yeah.
You know, when I first seen Trailer Park Boys, I was thinking, like, wow. I actually thought Bubbles was a real-life person. So I realized, you know, the other side of him was Mike Smith. And I was like, wow, that man is a good actor. I never could get my voice and stuff to do that. That's real good.
Right? He can turn it on and off like a drop of the hat. He's a cool dude.
Oh, yeah. So, about season one, what was season one about on Greenmount?
What was it about? It wasn't really about anything. Every episode had its own story. And they were short episodes just because of the budget we were working with. But we tried to have, like, tried to just find what the fuckiest thing we could do in 5 minutes was. Like, there was one episode where the boys don't pay the heating bill. And so they have a contest to see who needs the heat the least by putting ice down their pants. And one of the dudes gets frostbite on his dick. And then, so to counter the frostbite, he tries to use, like, microwave vegetables, and then he burns his dick. So he's got a frostbitten and burnt dick.
That's crazy.
Yeah, there's not much you can do in 5 minutes, so we tried to get a little weird with it.
Okay, then. That's good. That's good. Oh, my God. So, do you have any other upcoming shows that you wanna that you might wanna pitch?
Yeah, we're gonna be pitching a version of Greenmount that's a little bit different. We're gonna pitch it to a couple television networks in Canada because I guess people still watch TV in Canada. They definitely don't down here in the States.
Yeah, but... we. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's gonna be a cleaner version of Greenmount where. The three dudes are still in it, and they're still the main characters, but, you know, we add in a bunch of other people. Kind of like, I want it to be like if Friends meets where Greenmount is now. So, cleaner, but still fun, still for people that like smoking weed, but a little more mass appeal. Mm,
that sounds good. I like that. Real good.
Fuck yeah, I'd watch it.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Let's see what else I have here. I have everything listed out when I make a podcast. I always think ahead of time. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Always good to have notes. I just did a podcast the other day. I'm starting a new one with one of my buddies, and I didn't have any notes, and I realized quickly that you can't do it that way. Yeah.
I always got to stay prepared because I'm also working on a little series myself, my own TV show. A lot of people been... Huh?
What's that? You just blipped out for a second.
I was saying that I was also working on a little series myself. So a couple of
you. Hell yeah, what's that about?
The Heist Boys. Well, it's really about these three guys. One's the idiot. The other one's the brains. The other guy is like the master of figuring out how to rob things, how to break into things, you know. So all three of us are collaborating away until making money. But the only way to make money, we're all thinking like, we got to come up with the biggest job ever to make this money. We're all thinking about millions, thousands, hundreds, you know. At first, we were thinking about doing one at a regular liquor store. We're all going to go in, rob a liquor store, but we're not actually robbing it. We all know we're just acting here, so. Yeah. Walking to a convenience.
That'd be a good fucking show. You actually rob the liquor store. Can't write that.
Uh-huh. And I was thinking, like, also, when we get the right money to purchase more costumes, we're going to work on, like, getting into, like, a little jail scene. We're all going to purchase our own jail jumpsuits and stuff like that. Come up with our own prison, you know. And I also looked online. No one owns the Heist Boys, so pretty much it's mine until I actually get it labeled as.
Yeah, right on. Well, if you make anything, I don't think you need to register the name as long as you've made something and have released it. Like, obviously, you should register the name, but as long as you're the first to make and release something, I don't think anyone else can cop on that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, but I finished writing out season one, and we did some recordings as well. It's going to take us a while to actually get everything edited in the way that we want it. But right now, we're doing that, but right now we're trying to figure out the greatest intro for it, the right theme song, you know. We just really try to make it to a good old season for everybody to enjoy. You know? It's gonna be some.
Hell yeah! I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, everyone keep asking me when it's gonna be released. I said I still gotta do a lot of editing. It's supposed to have been released on the 5th of this month, but it's gonna probably be a little late coming out. But
it'll be released when it's done.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people's wondering.
Yeah, people don't realize how much shit goes into it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Takes a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of editing. It's a lot. But we all working together on this. We all got held off a week because the fair came to Louisiana. So
nice.
We all took a break for about a weekend, so they kind of put us back a little bit further. But we all trying to work together to try to make this to the greatest show ever. You know? I'm trying to, like, see if I can get it to the biggest point that it can actually be on a television. But I was thinking, like, I got to write a lot more seasons for it to be on TV. You know, but people want to see the next one. But people just don't want to see episode one, season one. You know, they just see that one episode. They wondering when the next one's going to come on. So I was like, well, I got to think more. I got to write a little bit more out, do a lot more brainstorming and see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. You only get one chance at a first impression.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely got to knock that shit out of the park.
Oh, yeah. But we was thinking, like, we want to aim for Showtime, but I was like, I don't know where Showtime's at, you know, like the network is at right now. I haven't really been researching it up yet, but that's my first option.
Yeah, I don't know, I actually probably couldn't even name any shows that are on Showtime right now. But they're probably still doing shit.
Yeah.
Is Billions? What is that's a show? Billions? Is that on Showtime?
I don't know. I never heard of that before. But
that might not even be the name.
Probably not.
I might just be saying something completely wrong.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But also, we all think that Green Man is a great show. Me and my friends, we were talking.
Well, right on.
And we all love it, and hopefully we get to see more of it
as well. Whenever
thanks, man.
Whenever y'all get the approval for another episode to be made, you know, make y'all own thing. We all gonna be sitting there waiting on y'all, supporting y'all, and y'all love your show.
Well, I appreciate that, man. That means a lot. I'm glad. Some people have been dicks, but I'm glad people are actually enjoying
it. Yeah, everybody got their own opinions about this and that, but, you know, as long as you have at least about one fan, you got them all. And the more you try, the more people will be into it, you know?
Sure.
Uh-huh. And any other questions? Let me see.
On tonight's Live Life podcast by Anthony Kennedy, I'm going to talk about life choices. When you make a choice to do something with your life, you're basically thinking, I'm going to accomplish this task I want to do. Well, say, for example, this first task that I want to do is get me a job. I'm fresh out of college. I finally earned my paramedics. And I'm thinking like, well, maybe I want to try something else before I do this. So I have plan A, get a job at the mall, or plan B, become a paramedic. So I'm going to fill in the application at the mall and see what happens. Boom. You have an interview at an arcade that you applied for. Now, the arcade doesn't pay that much. Let's say they start you off at $7.25 an hour. $7.25 an hour and you're working only like 10 hours a week or 20 hours a week, that isn't a full paycheck. And you're only working like 5 hours a day. And I may have said it wrong, but hey, just go along with me on this. Okay, so before you take that challenge, you have to think, just in case this doesn't work out, I'm going to have a plan B. So, and this plan B is use a fake name, John. John has a plan B to become a paramedic. He went to school. He went to college. He went to college to earn his paramedics. So he's going to use plan B just in case plan A doesn't work out. Okay. Let's say, for example, I'm just going to go on with this example now. I already said half of it, but go along with me on this one. Okay. Let's say, for example, today I'm going to apply for a job at the mall. I plan on working in arcade until I get back on my feet. Now, see, John doesn't really have much money because he spent it all on college, books, food, you know, because he was living on campus. So he didn't have a job while living on campus, you know. So, hey, in your mind, you see yourself working at a fast pace, but not bringing home a full paycheck. So John is having a little problem there. He's not bringing home a full paycheck. Let me explain to you why he needs a full paycheck. You're thinking, I have a house, a car, bills, and I have to think about this real fast and well. You know, John is really having problems here. He's not able to pay his bills. He's not able to pay his car notes. He's not able to pay his rent. You know, he has a car, so he doesn't have enough money for gas to make it back and forth to work where he needs to be. So John is really struggling right now in this situation because he had a choice to go ahead and be a paramedic, but he chose to get a regular job at the mall. So the mall doesn't really pay that much for John. You know, it's not really cutting it for him. So, hey. So, the arcade isn't going to cut it. So, plan B is going to work. Since I graduated from college with masters in paramedics, I'm going to put in an application to fulfill that goal I worked hard for in college. John worked his tail off in college to earn his paramedics. So, he's basically an EMT. So, he'd rather do the EMT instead of the arcade. Because the arcade isn't paying John enough money. Okay. Now, since I'm an official EMT, I'm going to open up a savings account at a bank of my choice. So, that's a smart decision John made. He's going to open up a savings account. Now, saving your money up, saving it for your future is really going to benefit you. And just in case John wants to, you know, well, have good college credits. My credit score is really big, so I'm thinking I might as well put a down payment on a house. Boom. Since John was working, you know, at the arcade, the money he made from the arcade, he put it into a savings account. It cost $25 to open up a savings account. So we started off with that. He added on from each paycheck to paycheck to paycheck to paycheck. So all the money that he had, he saved up. So now he's an official EMT working at a hospital. He's an official paramedic. You know, he's one of the basics. He's not the high-tech paramedics that drive, get the big bucks, you know. He's just an EMT. He rides in the back to make sure that the patient is safe, making sure that he's okay, making sure that his health is okay, have him all hooked up to the machines, you know, the whole enchilada. So, okay. I could put in $400 a month to cover my bills and gas. $400 a month can add up, as long as you don't dip into it every now and then. But John has saved us so much money from working at the arcade. He's going to use that arcade money for gas money, something on, you know, anything basically, you know, anything he can use. So, the money left over, I have enough to buy food and clothing. Also pay for gas. The money can be used to buy food for his refrigerator, clothing so he can have on his back. You know, you got to have clothes, you got to have food, you got to have all those things, you know. So, plan A didn't work out so good. So, I decided to go along with plan B. Plan A, arcade did not work out well. It wasn't paying him enough. He wasn't able to make ends meet. So, he went along with plan B. He fulfilled his dream that he always wanted to be, was a paramedic. See, when you make these choices, you got to think smart. Is it I'm going to go with plan A, or I'm going to go with plan B? Or I go with neither. Now, if you go with neither, you lose your house, you lose your car, you lose everything that you work for, you waste your time in college for no reason, you decided to not even try to accomplish that goal. But he thought smart. Okay, plan A didn't really do much for me, you know, it's not really cutting it. So plan B really worked out for him. EMTs, they get paid. Gotta think, he worked his tail off in college, all that paid off. All of it paid off at the end. So, when I decided to make this podcast, I thought about it. Let's see how a person actually makes it in life, how he wants to accomplish a goal. He has a career that he wants to accomplish and do, but you know, you gotta have money to start out with. You know, let's say for another example. I always want to be a veterinarian. I love helping animals. I also want to treat animals. Also, you know, let's say that you had a person in the family that was a veterinarian for years. Let's say it's your grandmother. She's a veterinarian. She helps out with animals. She makes sure that they're healthy. And it makes sure that everything's okay with the animal. And you're thinking like, well, I want to be just like grandma. So plan A. I'm thinking I'm going to be a veterinarian like grandma. But plan B, on the other hand, I saw this movie. I'm seeing this man acting. I'm seeing him, you know, getting into character. I want to be an actress. So she's thinking like, well, her name is Joan. The example name is Joan. Joan thinking like, well, I want to be like grandma, but I want to be on the big screen just like all the famous actors in the world that I see. And, well, but Joan is thinking like, well, let's see how, you know, let's see how acting works out for her. So Joan decided to write her script, a little short script, wasn't much, you know, but Joan went along with it because she wants to be just like the actress that she saw on TV. So, John wrote her a little script, and the script said, "Today, I'm officially a lawyer. I graduated from law school. I came here to work in your courthouse. I came here to practice. I came here to do this and that." So, you know, that's just a little thing Joan wrote down. But when she's inside the courtroom, she wrote her own case out. All right. Defense lawyer. Her client is on trial for capital murder. Okay. She wants to figure out how she's going to solve this capital murder. She has to be inside of a mind of a lawyer. She has to imagine herself being inside of a courthouse. So, when she's inside the courthouse, she has to show movement, facial expression. She has to catch the person who, you know, framed the killer. She has to catch the person in a lie. You know, stretch that around a little bit. Get the jury into the whole mood that she's in. She wants to convince the jury that this man is innocent. But Joan kept on messing up on her part. She kept forgetting her lines. She kept stuttering, getting nervous. She's thinking like, well, I don't know about being an actress, so I don't know. I might get nervous being in front of the cameras. I might be camera shy. I might get, you know, I might freeze, you know, in front of all these people. And she knows the whole world is going to watch this, you know. And she's thinking like, well, that's too much pressure. You know, she wants to be an actor or a veterinarian like grandma. So Joan decided to take another turn. So she started shadowing her grandmother inside of the veterinarian hospital. So she went every day. See, Joan was nothing like, you know, 17 years old. You know, teenage stuff. They want to do this and that. But when she was shadowing grandma, she seen how easy it was. Grandma was teaching her the basics, showing her what she needs to do, teaching her what, you know, the steps. And with Joan thinking like, well, this is very easy. No wonder grandma does it for a living. You know, her grandmother made her feel comfortable enough. She didn't feel pressured. She wasn't dumbfounded or anything. She wasn't lost, dumbfounded, you know, lost or anything like that, you know. But John was thinking like, well, I'm still gonna do a little, you know, a little acting on the side just in case, you know. But it's nothing wrong with being an actress or a veterinarian. It's nothing wrong with that. If you want to be that, you be that. It's your life. If you want to be that, go right ahead. No one's stopping you. But tonight I decided to make this podcast because I know a lot of people want to accomplish a lot of goals. A lot of people have everything lined up what they want to do when they're younger. And, you know, you got to think first. Well, I want to be a lawyer. I had to go to college. I want to be a firefighter. I have to go to training. I want to be a paramedic. I have to go to school to learn the basics of what I need to know, you know, to save a patient's life or, you know, anything else, you know. And once you actually put everything together, you gotta achieve every goal that you want to make. You know, once you get everything lined up. Everyone has their own dream of what they want to do in their life. Everyone has their own decisions. Everyone has their own passions. People have talents that they have, you know. It's all about what you put into it, you know. There's nothing wrong with that. And me, myself, I actually want to be a billionaire artist. It's always been my passion to do that. You know, I always want to be a artist just like Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo. I look up to those two artists, and there's one big artist that I know starts out with a B, but I can't really say his name because I can't remember right now. But he paints realistic artworks. He does still life. He does basically anything. But you know, I always want to be just like those guys and have my portrait hanging up inside of an art museum. And that's always been my dream, you know. I didn't get noticed about my talent until I was in sixth grade when I was first enrolled to an academy school. I was interviewed by a lot of people. I was on television. I've been on the news. I've been in a newspaper. Pretty much I've been everywhere. And, you know, my talent got so great until I was in high school. I finally got a visit from the Secretary of Education. The Secretary of Education was doing a conference meeting inside this elementary school, but he traveled in this DC travel bus, and I got a chance to draw on the bus. It was real cool. You know, it was real neat. I was about 16 years old when that happened, you know. It was real cool, you know. But I was being recorded live. I was really used to it, but at first, you know, coming up from middle school, I was really nervous being on camera. But, you know what I'm saying, you gotta loosen up a little bit, you know, feel comfortable. I designed a Louisiana portrait with swamps, alligators, boats, old houses. I really put in a lot of detail in it. If you want to search it up, it's on Google. I met Mr. John King. That was the Secretary of Education over all schools in 50 states. It was a real privilege of meeting that man. And I've met other famous actors as well. Let's see here. I've met Lamon Rucker, Rodney Perry, Stephen, he dated a famous actor, you know. She owns her own talk show. I can't really reveal her name, but Stephen Graham. Yeah, that's his name, Stephen Graham, but I'm not going to reveal that. But anyways, it was a real privilege of meeting those people, and they came out from New York, and some came from California. Some came all the way out just to come to school. You know, I even got a chance to send home Mr. Rucker from Tyler Perry with one of my portraits I had in my binder. It was a real honor to actually talk to this man, because I'm just used to seeing him on plays and TV. But that was a great experience for me to do, you know. And I decided to make me a podcast because, you know, I want to actually reach out to some people that are confused on what they want to do in their lives and try to achieve something for themselves, you know. That's why I called it Live Life Podcast, because we all living life, you know what I mean. We all make bad decisions, sometimes we make good decisions, you know. That's just something, you know, I wanted to make. But hey, and I'm also an animation artist too, and Renaissance artist. And yeah, some people look up to me because of what I do, and some people don't see me on television, and you know, they try to ask me, can you be my little art tutor, my little art teacher, you know what I mean? Some art teachers be asking me, do you want me to tutor, you know what I'm saying, all that. So, but hey, but that concludes our Live Life Podcast by Anthony Kennedy. Please follow me up on Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Breaker, Anchor. I even have an Instagram page. Follow me up on there. And I'll try my best to make more podcasts. I've been extremely busy over the past couple of weeks. It's been a while since I last posted my podcast. But as a reminder, October 21st through the 31st, I will have a Creepypasta weekend. We'll be telling scary stories with my crew I have. We're going to be on a podcast, so tune in on that. It's gonna be real good and scary. And another reminder, please be safe when you go trick-or-treating on October 31st. Please stay with a parent, please stay in a group that you're in. Do not tend to walk off, because it's easy to get hurt or kidnapped or anything like that. So stay tuned. Thank you. Goodbye. Hi guys, this is another Live Life Podcast. Today, I wanted to do a reminder about Halloween on the 31st. Please make sure that you stay with the person you're with at all times. Also, make sure that you're safe, stay in a group that you're in. And the most important thing you need to remember is to have fun. Plus, wear the most amazing scary costume that you can find. Also, check your candy. Make sure there's nothing dangerous in there or anything that can make you sick or something that can hurt you in any kind of way. Make sure you have an adult to check your candy. Also, on my podcast, I would like to say that I wasn't able to do the Creepypasta podcast with my colleagues. Seems that they didn't want to do it because I thought they would, but hey, there's always next year. But anyways, November is coming up. Thanksgiving is on its way. If you have any plans on traveling out of town for Thanksgiving, you do so. Make sure you stay safe on the road. And also, if you're taking a flight, make sure that you stay safe as well. Now, Thanksgiving is the most important time of the year because family gets together and have a huge Thanksgiving dinner. If you have any relatives that you want to invite to your dinner, you can. The most thing that you need to do is have fun. Family time is the most important time of the year. Mostly every single day. But that concludes the short podcast that I made. Tomorrow I will be on here doing a longer segment for everyone who's listening. Remember, check out the Live Life podcast on Instagram. Also, it's available on iTunes and Apple Podcasts as well, along with Spotify. There are plenty more where you can find mine. It's a link in my bio on Instagram. You're free to listen to any site that you want to listen to it on. And thank you. Have a great day.